Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and my wonderful co-host, Michelle King Robeson's on travel. So you want to eat for better health. All right, you know you do. You know, knock yourself out of denial right now. We need to be able to do this. And I have one of my best friends in the whole world and colleague, Dr. Joan Bursenko, on with us to be able to tell us about her new book, The Plant Plus Diet Solution, and to really fill us in on the five steps to eating for better health, because I'm going to grill her on all five of them. Dr. Bursenko is nationally, oh heck with it, internationally renowned as a distinguished pioneer in integrative medicine, and is a world-renowned expert in the mind-body connection. She's a New York Times best-selling author, countless books. All you have to do is hop on over to joanbursenko.com and read all about her if you don't already know. So let's get right to it. Joni, welcome to Her Radio again. We're so happy to have you on. I love it.
Thanks, Pam. I love to be with you. You're brilliant, irreverent, funny, and right on.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's about as succinct as it gets. Well, let's just dive into it. First, congratulations on the Plant Plus Diet Solution. It's doing well. You're getting the word out there. And let's help people understand the five steps to eating for better health. Number one is obviously eat plant-based whole foods. So go for it. Tell us about that.
Okay. So first of all, I want to say there is no one-size-fits-all diet. Some people will thrive as vegans. Others need to be omnivores. We all have different plant foods based on our genetics, our gut bacteria, and a host of other things. But here's what we all have in common. It's really good if, as you said, step one, eat plant-based whole foods. We're learning a lot about, you know, the color of the plants, the nutrients in those pigments, what they call phytonutrients, and micronutrients. And these help us prevent cancer and a host of other diseases. And fruits and vegetables also provide different types of fiber that feed our friendly gut bacteria. So your gut bacteria, what we think of as probiotics, you know, they make everything from neurotransmitters to vitamins and determine how you absorb your food. They're the biggest way that you can change your mood for the better. They eat fiber, so that's called a prebiotic. And we need to get it from lots of fruits and vegetables. I recommend.
Well, now, wait a minute now. You've just mentioned fruits and vegetables. So let's go to number two. Eat organic when possible. When possible.
Absolutely.
What's that about?
Because the reason for this is that the herbicides and pesticides that are on conventionally grown produce create oxidative stress in the body, which creates inflammation. And that eventually is the undoing of pretty much every system in the body. If you get inflammation going, and the pesticides will help to produce that, what we know is that you will live less longer and be more prone to chronic diseases. And you, Dr. Pam, my friend, are very interested in the field of epigenetics, and that is the epigenetics is how our things in our environment, they can't change genome, but they can change which genes express themselves and which are silenced. And pesticides, as you know, are big epigenetic actors that can silence genes that should be active. So we got to get rid of that stuff and eat organic when possible.
Now we're going to go from organic to this number three, which is choosing non-GMO.
That's right. You know, genetically modified food crops are, they're bad for a couple of reasons. First of all, in order for those seeds to work, the fields are sprayed with Roundup. Many of those seeds are Roundup resistant. So you get to eat pesticides by eating GMO crops. That's not so great. And in addition to that, this is the biggest genetic gamble that's ever been made without research. And when companies tell you, well, there's no research that GMOs have adverse effects, it's because there hasn't been long enough to do any meaningful research. And there's something called the precautionary principle. When you're dealing with something like the genetic code of the planet, of people and plants, you need to be cautious and not just let the genie out of the bottle. And so here's the deal. Almost all the soy and corn grown in the United States are GMO crops. So look for non-GMO crops. And if you buy organic, by the way, organic automatically means non-GMO.
All right. Well, let's go to number four then. You said to eat humanely.
That's right. Most of the meat for sale in the supermarket are from animals raised in what are called CAFOs, or concentrated animal feeding operations. If you've watched the news recently, you know the brouhaha in New Jersey over shall we treat pigs humanely or shall we lock them in little boxes when they go absolutely crazy. It was absolutely terrible. Why would anybody want to torture an animal in order to eat it? It's just not right. It's not humane. And secondly, a tortured animal, you know, all of those stress hormones that accumulate in their body, and the quality of the food you get is not good either. And so we need to, if you're going to eat animals, make sure that they're animals who were raised in wonderful situations and had a good life as long as it lasted.
Gotcha.
Free range, grass eating, and you know, eating
and just
grass
be assertive
unpolluted
about,
by pesticides.
Well, be assertive about making sure that that's, you know, what's taking place. And the fifth step to eating for a better health is be carb reasonable. What does that
mean? That's right. Well, you know, if you look at like packaging, they'll say, well, you should be eating around 300 grams of carbs a day. That's actually not true. Several different government agencies have said, you know, about 130 grams of carbs a day is quite enough for both adults and children. And we're all metabolically different. Some of us can eat more carbs. Some of us can eat less. And it's really very important to avoid things like insulin resistance. So you need to find out how many carbs work for you, but start by cutting down to a maximum of 130.
Well, now you're talking about quantity right now, but we got to look at quality. So there are foods that are called carbohydrates. I call them science fair projects. They're mostly the manufactured, refined, processed carbohydrates. In other words, they come in a big bag and a big box, and they cost you through the ceiling, and you usually find them not at, you know, the local produce market. And so, you know, the quality is important, too, as well as the quantity. So I'm going to repeat the five steps in eating for better health. Eat a plant-based whole foods diet. Eat organic when possible. Choose non-GMO. Eat humanely. Be carb reasonable. And I want to make sure everyone out there knows to get the book, because this is brilliant, The Plant Plus Diet Solution. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing your wit and wisdom. Once again, Dr. Joan Borsenko, and go to her website, joanborsenko.com. That's B-O-R-Y-S-E-N-K-O.com. Get the book, The Plant Plus Diet Solution. Joni, thanks for being on her radio once again. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson. Listen to her radio and all the great shows on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.